Hello, my name is Jacob, and I am a Norse pagan, and this is the Wisdom of Odin Folk Podcast. Ever since starting the Wisdom of Odin YouTube channel in August of 2019, I have been asked constantly to begin a podcast, and now that I'm beginning my journey into a full-time YouTuber position, it was time to finally start a podcast. But I didn't want to do this alone, so I got some people along with the journey with me. So I have Caleb, and Ian. And we have two Calebs, so we're going to go with Baker and Sherd is the best way to differentiate them. So in this episode, we're really just going to talk about our stories, give a backdrop to everyone. I think everyone's heard me talk way too much about my journey and my story. So I really want to give it to the co-hosts of the show and really let them kind of talk about their journey into heathenism and also true Norse paganism, whatever you want to call it. So Baker, let's go ahead and hear your story. So what's your journey into the Norse gods?
My name's Caleb Baker. I'm a Norse pagan, and this is my journey. So I was agnostic for a long period of my life, I believe 12 years or so. I started in 2019, like early 2019, started seeing all the stuff coming out of Europe of the pagan reconstruction and everything like that, and I got really interested in it. Started researching more about the gods, more into the mythology and everything like that. And then one day I just decided to call out to Thor, and I challenged him to prove to me that he was real. And as soon as the words left my mouth, it was this giant boom of thunder that I'd never felt anything like before. And I started grinning from ear to ear, and it just shook me. And since that day, I followed the gods. And it's been a long journey throughout. But I believe it wasn't until the spring of 2020 that I actually started finding other pagans. So I was solo for a long time.
Hi, my name is Caleb Sheridan. I'm a Norse pagan. And some of you may know that I was a Christian minister actually for a number of years. From the time I turned 18, I was licensed minister in the Christian faith, Southern Baptist more specifically. And it just, from the church and how things were going, and most of you know how Christians act nowadays, and I don't have to go into a lot of detail on that, but I just got to where Christianity wasn't it. I just wasn't feeling the calling, wasn't feeling God at all. So I started to search out and looking for something else, something real. And I was studying at that time Norse mythology because I didn't really know much about it. And I remember going at work and in a field and looking up in the sky, and I was just like, you know what, Norse gods, if you're really real, show me. And at that time, Thor just like echoed a big boom and lightning flashed. And like it just rained all around me for like 30 minutes. And I just like solid, hardcore pouring down rain. So I knew right then, like, okay, yeah, this is real. This is something. And I wanted to pursue it. And so that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months or so this year, is just pursuing this faith. And I was lucky enough that Jacob had already started his community to find it. So. That's my story.
My name is Ian, and I'm a Norse pagan. My journey started like at a very young age. I want to say close to around 8 or 9-ish. I was raised in a combination of a Lutheran Catholic family, and I went through Sunday school and everything like that for the most part. Up until, I'm very grateful that my parents were very open-minded. As far as not pushing a lot of things. And once I got to a certain age, they kind of let me explore everything else. And at the time, my mom was very into the more mystic side of things. She used to do a lot of tarot card readings, and she actually made her own rune stones as well. It wasn't necessarily the Norse pagan elder Futhark's area of runes. It was more of, she's very into ancient Egypt. So they look like little scarab beetles. But so I was very exposed to it at a young age, as far as being open-minded about paganism as a whole. But in the area that I grew up in Minnesota, the Scandinavian Norse lifestyle was very prominent, very common. As I got older, I kind of experimented with Wiccan and a few other things before fully committing to being Norse pagan about 4 years ago. It was probably when I really first started getting into it. And then within the last 2 years is when I went full bore with it and fully committed to it. I haven't looked back since. I'd say my first big experience with the gods was I was a teenager. I was still in high school. And this car shop that I was working at was near a bank. And I would walk from the parking lot of the shop to where my car was at near the bank. And I'd always see two ravens sitting on the roof. Every day, it was consistent throughout the year. Every day, whether it was winter, raining, you know, sunny, it always had two ravens. And I always knew, like, that, you know, that was Odin's ravens just chilling, watching me as I was starting that journey. And it's what really pushed me to keep going with it.
So just in case no one's heard of the Wisdom of Odin before, it's a YouTube channel that I started about a year ago that followed up to an Instagram account titled under the same name. And it really was a recording of my journey. And that's all it was to start. It was just a vlog. It was just a way for me to record my spiritual experiences with the old gods. I had been interested for about 3 or 4 years now. And it all started with just picking up the first book, picking up the first Poetic Edda. And then as I started learning more, I started having these experiences that I really just couldn't comprehend. For the longest time, I thought I was atheist. I practiced Buddhism a little bit and meditation. And before I knew it, I was starting to have these profound religious experiences that my parents in a Baptist church always talked about. It just wasn't with the God they wanted me to have it with. And before I knew it, I had this experience with Odin where he basically told me that I needed to gather the folk. And that's what started the Wisdom of Odin. And so here we are a year and like 5 days later starting this podcast. And it really is just an extension of that journey. I think everyone in here, all four of us, want everyone to be able to know they're not alone and that this journey is one of the most amazing and magical and self-explorative things you can ever do. So as you're listening to this every week, I hope you take to heart that you are not alone and we are doing an amazing thing in this country and across the world. The goal of the Folk Podcast is to bring together a community and share the stories of everyone. So we're not just going to interview the influencers and celebrities, that's what you want to call them within the community. We want to interview everyone. We want to hear everyone's stories because we all have something to share and we all have something unique to share that's happened to us with the gods, with the folk, with the spirits around us. So if you're interested in being a guest or a co-host within the Folk Podcast for an episode or just for a few minutes to share your story with us, please email us at thefolkpodcast@gmail.com. The Folk Podcast is all lowercase, thefolkpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions you would like us to answer on the show, we would love to answer them. So please send us any questions you want us to have a roundtable discussion about. Because that's the other thing. Like, if you want to know about, like, cosmology and the Norse gods, or you want to know about how we first got into it or the first offerings we gave, we want to hear your questions. So that's going to be one of the big components is having these roundtable discussions. And we're also going to have discussions of our own. If we think there's something that the community needs to hear or that we want to talk about, we're going to record those as well. So that's going to be the main focus is sharing the stories of the community, but also answering your questions. So once again, if you have questions or you want to be on the show, please email us at thefolkpodcast@gmail.com. So just to give us a little bit more to talk about this episode, I really just want to have a basic round table talking about some of the amazing experiences I know we have all had with the gods. I know we shared our stories that how we first got into it. But, you know, let's just talk about what really makes this religion so real that we just cannot deny the existence of these gods.
I'm trying to think of like my first big experience. I'm trying to remember who exactly it was. I've had quite a few. I would say, honestly, for my very first real one that has stuck with me, and actually is what pushed me to have my matron goddess would be with Hel. I know a lot of people, when she is brought up, she is feared to an extent based off of the idea of that she represents of death. And, you know, it's kind of that spookiness surrounding her with the underworld and everything like that. But for me, my initial experience with her was very intense and was a very sad situation. It did involve the loss of a loved one, but after finally reaching out to her on a more personal level and kind of deciding that she was my matron just based off of the sense of how involved she's already been in my life and what she had taken away, and discuss, like, talking to her and reaching out to her, she's more of a very caring, motherly individual. She is to be respected as all the gods should be, but she should not necessarily be feared, at least in my experiences with her. She, every time I've had a communication with her, it's been very, very warm, very calm, and just a caring sense flowing over me every time I've spoken to her. I've never gotten any bad vibes from her, ever. But she's the one that I communicate with the most out of all of them, just based off of her initial injection into my life, basically.
So how would, just to ask you a question, because I'm curious too, how do you connect to her? Because with me, you know, and Thor, you know, Thor is very easy to connect to, I feel like, because you see a storm and you're like, I'm going to go drink with Thor. But how does one necessarily connect with Hel, you know, in a, you know, if you're just wanting to do it in your home or, you know, something like that?
Right. So I've actually had a lot of people in the Discord reach out about that as well. And so for her, she is, I don't want to say necessarily picky, but she doesn't like sharing an altar with the other gods, just because of, if you read into some of the stories, she wasn't exactly treated the best based off of her appearance with the half corpse, half normal side of her. She kind of freaked a lot of the gods out in that sense. And so she kind of has a, I would say, a little bit of a level of mistrust for the others. So if you're going to do an offering to her in your home, it has to be, doesn't have to be, but it's suggested to have it on a separate altar that you don't use to communicate with any of the other gods. If, like, for example, I have a plank of wood that I have wood burned some runes and stuff into that is hers specifically. She has her own offering bowl. Her idol statue is on it as well. As far as offerings, the main ones that I use, the darkest red apples that you can find. So whenever I know I'm about to do an offering for her, I will go to the store and I will scour the red apples until I find the ones that are almost purple to blackish in color. And then I will do dark chocolate as well as red wine. I know everybody has a certain way of communicating with the gods and kind of reading what they're saying back to you or responding back to you. I use a candle. I have a single black candle on her altar that I will watch. I'll watch the way the flame reacts, and it's in an area of my altar room where there's not a lot of draft or anything like that, so I can't necessarily misconstrue something for, say, the AC unit or a gust of wind or my own breath. So I'll kind of even angle my head down a little bit to make sure that I'm not breathing into the candle. And that's how I communicate with all of them, but with her, I use a specific black candle for her. A lot of things that people will find too is, like, the apples or whatever fruit that you're offering rot a little bit. Don't let it sit into your house where obviously you're collecting, like, flies or anything like that. So, like, what I'll do is I'll let it sit for like a day or two, and then I will place it outside just to kind of give it back to the earth in that sense. Those are the more common practices with her.
Let's hear from a Caleb.
Which one?
Whichever one wants to butt in first. Come on, you Thor followers. Get in there.
Like, one of the most, like, big times I've ever really had was the day Thor and Odin showed up in the same day. And, you know, it was early before work. The sun was just now rising. I work in the woods, so I'm in the middle of nowhere. And I'm just sitting there on the side of the ditch, and, like, these two crows come landing, like, 4 or 5 feet from me. And they're just looking at me. And I'm like, what the heck's up with these crows? I'm sitting there looking at them, looking at me. Then all of a sudden, they turn to, like, where the shadows were, the other trees across from me in the road, and they start calling. And I look up, and I see, like, a shadow figure of an old man, like, wandering with a hat on and his staff. And, like, I felt the dark aura, like, that some people say Odin has. So that wasn't scary, but, you know, Jacob and Caleb, both of y'all know, like, Odin's aura and stuff like that. And so I just knew, like, okay, this is the Allfather. I've definitely somehow caught his attention. And it lasted for like a good 30 minutes before my coworker come up and scared the two crows away. And I was like, oh! And I was just sitting there in that moment, you know. And then later that evening, whenever we got off, or we were getting ready to get off work, I was just sitting there thinking about, you know, why did the Allfather come here? And then out of nowhere, just a monsoon hit the woods. Like, it was raining super hard, thunder just booming. I think I recorded a few videos and put it in the Discord that day. But, like, it was just Thor just, like, showing up. Like, don't forget about me, bro. Like, I know my dad's cool. Don't forget about me.
The dichotomy and relationship between Thor and Odin is very interesting, because I feel like they are working together, but also they kind of butt heads sometimes, and I feel like you've got a good butt head moment between those two.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, because, like, I'm still new, so I'm still researching a lot. Like, I'm still reading the Poetic Edda. I'm still, like, looking up the different mythologies and stuff, and then one of my favorite ones, like yours, is where they argue, you know, where he goes up and is like, hey, ferryman, bring me the boat, and then Odin's like, no. You know, just that whole story there. And I definitely felt that. Like, I think Odin knew, like, I was seeking knowledge on the gods and, like, learning. So he knew that, and he figured he'd mess with his son because, you know, I'm a big Thor guy for those in your community. They know me, Thor, you know. Like, that's my patron, pretty much, or is going to be my patron. And so I definitely think that was one of those butthead moments where he's just like, I'm going to go anoint my son today. And then he comes to me.
Okay, just a quick thing. I will say that a lot of people know that I took Odin as my patron in Ostara. And after I came back from Ostara, Thor was not happy with me. To say the least. He would talk to me still. Or, like, you know, I would talk to him and he would still do his thunder and stuff. But I could just tell the energy was different. He was not happy for, like, a good month and a half after that happened. He's kind of mellowed out a little bit now. He's a bit happier to see me sometimes. But my favorite moment that I've had with the gods was I actually work inside of a big chemical plant. So it's like a concrete jungle, like a city within a city. And it makes you feel really disconnected from everything. Like, you hardly ever see birds in there if they're not pigeons, just for, like, an example. And I was out working one day, because usually I'm inside of a building that I was flying. And I just saw, like, the first time I'd ever seen a raven fly into the plant, and it just perched itself on this pipe where it's, like, up above me. And I started feeling presences, but I didn't know who, and I just started naming out gods and just started talking to them. And all my coworkers was like, what is wrong with you? I said, shut up, I'm talking to my gods. And then I was the weird dude from then on out. But that was the first time I ever talked to Tyr, Heimdall, or Freyr. It wasn't, Njord wasn't,
Is that when you guys cut that apple next to that tree?
Yeah, he went out there and cut up a mango, and I was tranced out of my mind, and he's just like, hey, you want to come do this offering to Njord with me? And I'm like, sure. I'm just along for the ride right now. He gave that mango, and I just poured a beer all over that mango. And Njord has not left me alone since midsummer either.
So my big platform is in February this year. I got tired of everyone talking about, oh, should we formalize religion? Should we do this, that, the other thing? And I was like, why don't we just get together and worship the gods? And so that's one of the things that I got together for Ostara. And Caleb Baker was actually one of the first people that came to the Ostara gathering. And then we had, and that was 9 people. And then we had the Midsummer gathering 3 months later, and we had 27 people. And Caleb Sherd and Ian have yet to been to a gathering, but they're coming to the fall gathering. So I'm really excited to see if we continue to do these every week, which I hope we do, you know, the week after the gathering, and that you guys are just going to be like, ah!
Yeah, I'm very excited to have that experience under my belt, especially taking this way of life and this faith a lot more seriously over the past couple of years. I'm definitely excited to see how that goes and how it turns out afterwards, and just my view on everything after that experience.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna feel the same way. Like, I can't wait, because I know it's gonna be awesome just from people in the community talking, from Parker and Caleb and you, Jacob, this has been a great experience, and I can't wait.
You are not prepared, is what I'd like to tell everyone, because no one is prepared.
It's accurate.
I don't think you can really be prepared for whenever something that big or momentum is going to really hit, and you feel the what we call the woo-woo.
Just wait for the spiritual hang-up.
Oh, it's too real every time.
The worst part is when you have that and you've got like an 8-hour drive.
And a drinking hangover on top of it because of all the mead you drink. No, I think that's good. If there's any.
To help bring some more people in to the gods and to the folk. Let them know they're not alone.
Yeah, same. You know, just if you feel like you're alone, you're not. You know, we're here. You just got to find us. Reach out to us. Send us emails. We'll answer questions and talk.
Yeah, because I've noticed, like, ever since, like, I jumped on the Discord, which wasn't, honestly, that long ago. It was back in the first week of July. And I think we were under 100 people. And then now we're pushing over 150, 160. So you're definitely not alone out there. There's a lot of people that are either in the same mindset, already practicing, but don't really know where to go, or absolutely brand new to it that just have no solid footing to start. I mean, yeah, we're all here to help.
So just to close out, thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of the Folk Podcast. Just to recap, once again, this is a podcast that's going to focus on the folk and not just the big people on the top, but also the people that are just starting their journeys and want to share their stories with us. So if you're interested in sharing your story with us and coming on the show, please email us at thefolkpodcast@gmail.com, all lowercase. And if you have any questions you want us to answer, please email us there as well, and we will do our best to have a discussion and answer your questions. But yeah, we'll go ahead and close out this podcast. Once again, thank you so much, and until the hall, skull.
Skull.
Skull.